is the color.
Paul Stephen Benjamin. When I think about Chicago and the sounds of blackness, I think about different music being played on the stereo. But the sound I remember most is the train. I grew up across the street from the train. You could see the train out of our front window. All times of the day and night, you could hear and feel the trains. I also think about my grandmother, mom, and aunts. One of the sounds was everyone doing hair in my grandma's basement salon. The sound of preparing food and the conversations in the kitchen. I think about hearing jazz, laughter, and cussing from my uncles in that same basement who were playing chess behind closed doors. They said I was too young to be in the room. I lived around the corner from Tule Park and would spend a lot of time there. You could hear all kinds of things like sports, laughter, crying, fighting, etc. I recall the sound of working for my family's small construction business, working in brick and concrete, real manual labor that consisted of each movement made a sound, whether you were stacking bricks, mixing mortar, shoveling and putting the mortar and bricks on the mortar boards, walking through rocks, sand, and water. On the way to grammar school, I remember my brothers and I having to listen to the blues, mostly Bobby Blue Bland, in that same pickup truck that we went to work in, on an 8-track cassette player. There are so many more things I could share. Yes, they still resonate with me. Those sounds are as much a part of me because it was, is the foundation of how I hear things. I believe I am reliving some of those sounds with my own kids. I believe these sounds traveled with me. Me being in Atlanta is like a reverse migration. Most of my family participated in the Great Migration from southern states to Chicago. I would say those sounds that I was exposed to originated from southern roots. I have a consistent diet, mostly what you would call pescatarian, although my 13-year-old son is the meat eater in the family now. So I've gotten back to cooking meals I grew up eating. One of the most consistent things I do on a daily basis is type. Each day for the past 5 years, I have manually typed a full page of what I call daily meditations on the color black. It is a repetition of the phrase, "Black is beautiful." The meditation is a pattern of sounds and words that are a stream of consciousness. Often the works are filled with news, music, lyrics, the names of artists, curators, popular black figures in sports and entertainment. For instance, right now, next to my typewriter are several books. This is America, The Unsettling Criticism in American Identity, Genevieve Gagnard, The Norton Anthology of Theory and Criticism, Morning Haiku, Sonia Sanchez.
Singing Black is the Color.
Recently, I have been fixated with Alice Coltrane. My performance at Bemis was titled A Love Letter to Alice. Alice was also the name of my paternal grandmother. Nina Simone is one of my favorites. My most memorable intro to jazz was through my uncle Michael. He was one of those uncles who would not let me in that basement. He made me a cassette tape from the LPs he had collected. It included Miles, Coltrane, Art Blakey, Sonny Rollins, Dexter Gordon, Ahmad Jamal, and many others. In high school and college, my love for music expanded.
Singing.
Singing.
Singing, black is the color.